Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing intelligence to keep you ahead of the game. Today, we're diving into some of the most compelling stories shaking up the industry, from Super Bowl ad milestones and Jordan Brand's bold new direction to OpenEye's ad ambitions and a major leadership change at Disney. Let's get into the details. First up, let's talk about Jordan Brand's nostalgic yet forward-thinking campaign, as reported by Adweek. If you remember the original 1991 Genie ad starring Spike Lee and Little Richard, you'll love this update. During the Grammys, Jordan Brand released a two-minute film called Generational Greatness, developed by Whedon plus Kennedy. This time, the Genie is played by Niecy Nash, who emerges from a Nike Air Jordan 6 Infrared to grant Ironheart star Regan Aaliyah a wish after a mishap with her sneakers. Nash takes Aaliyah through wish list scenarios featuring powerful women like Oscar nominee Teyana Taylor, basketball forward Nafisa Collier, choreographer Bada Lee, and rapper Orich. Ultimately, Aaliyah wishes for all of it, prompting Nash to conjure up a fresh pair of Jordans and ending on the brand's all or nothing tagline. This global campaign marks a significant pivot for Jordan, especially as it gears up for its 40th anniversary in 2025 and undergoes a brand reset, led by CMO Caitlin Sargent. Despite a 12% drop in revenue last year, engagement has tripled since the start of 2025, with a notable push to broaden the brand's appeal beyond its traditional male-dominated base. The campaign also highlights the leadership of women at every level of the organization, with Sarah Mensah as president and other key female executives steering the ship. Nike, Jordan's parent, is in the midst of its own marketing transformation, shifting focus from lifestyle to performance under a new sport offense strategy, and early results show a modest UPTICK in group sales. This campaign is a clear signal. Jordan is not just talking about inclusion, they're making it happen, on and off the court. Next, a major shift in digital advertising. OpenAI has confirmed to Adweek that it's asking select advertisers for a minimum $200,000 commitment as it rolls out beta ads on ChatGPT. This is a tightly controlled, small-scale test, with the company aiming to understand what types of ads genuinely provide value to users. OpenEye's spokesperson emphasized that this limited scope is intentional, with plans to introduce more ad formats and buying models once they figure out how to make ads feel additive rather than intrusive. Interestingly, some clients were even approached for $250,000 commitments, according to search intelligence platform AdThena. While OpenAI is keeping specifics under wraps, this move signals a new era where conversational AI could become a prime advertising platform, if they can get the user experience right. Now, let's shift to the big screen, literally, with Bud Light's Super Bowl 60 commercial, as detailed in Adweek. The 60-second spot, Keg, created by Anomaly, brings together rapper Post Malone, comedian Shane Gillis, and NFL legend Peyton Manning. The ad is set at a wedding reception on a cliff, where a Bud Light keg escapes and careens down the hillside, triggering a wild chase by the entire wedding party. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You provides the soundtrack as chaos ensues. Bouquets fly, tuxes are ruined, but the keg survives, and Gillis taps it for the battered but jubilant crowd. Post Malone, now in his fifth Super Bowl ad with Bud Light, called it a party he couldn't miss. The campaign is more than just a funny commercial. Bud Light is offering $60 off kegs for Super Bowl 60, dropping hundreds of kegs at the Seahawks and Patriots stadiums, and giving fans a shot at game tickets. Plus, Post Malone will headline a Bud Light concert in San Francisco during Super Bowl weekend. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light's parent, is the biggest advertiser at this year's Super Bowl, with 2.5 minutes of airtime across Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and Budweiser. As SVP of marketing Todd Allen put it, creating an iconic Super Bowl campaign is a responsibility they don't take lightly, and with this integrated, fan-focused approach, they're aiming for a memorable weekend. Speaking of Super Bowl ads, NBC Universal has just set a new benchmark, as reported by Adweek. Mark Marshall, NBCU's chairman of global advertising and partnerships, confirmed that his team has sold a handful of 30-second Super Bowl ad slots for $10 million or more, the first time broadcasters have ever hit that price point. The surge in demand is partly due to the unique overlap of major sporting events. During February, NBCU is airing the Super Bowl, the Winter Olympics, and the NBA All-Star Game, all of which have sold out their ad inventories. NBCU started talks with marketers as early as fall 2024, bundling Super Bowl and Olympics packages, which drove up competition and prices. Interestingly, about 70-75% of Super Bowl advertisers will also be in the Olympics, creating a cross-sport marketing blitz. Even pre-game and post-game units are fetching record prices, and NBCU has contingency plans in place for potential overtime. Marshall credits the team's ability to bring together the entire NBCU ecosystem, making sure hundreds of advertisers get the exposure, and hopefully the sales, they're looking for on one of the biggest weekends in sports and entertainment. Finally, a major leadership transition is on the horizon at Disney. According to the Wall Street Journal and Adweek, CEO Bob Iger has told close associates he plans to step down before his contract expires at the end of this year. While the exact timing is still up in the air, Iger is expected to stay on for several months to mentor the incoming leadership team. Iger's legacy is substantial. During his first tenure from 2005 to 2020, Disney's market cap soared from $50 billion to $250 billion. He returned in 2022 after Bob Chapek's ouster, but his second stint has been marked by tough decisions, including multiple rounds of layoffs. Beyond internal challenges, Iger has steered Disney through tricky relationships with tech giants, resolving a major carriage dispute with YouTube and investing $1 billion in OpenAI, making Disney characters available in the Sora video generation tool. He's also centralized Disney's marketing by appointing Asad Iyaz as the company's first ever chief marketing and brand officer, aiming to unify strategies across Disney's diverse business units. As rival Netflix continues to outpace Disney in market cap and expands into merchandising, the next Disney CEO will face the challenge of turning Iger's consolidation efforts into sustainable growth, hopefully with less turbulence than we've seen in recent years. That's a wrap for today's brief. From legacy brands reinventing themselves and AI reshaping ad buying, to record-breaking Super Bowl rates and seismic shifts at Disney, it's clear the marketing world is moving fast, and the stakes have never been higher. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.